Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Now, in today's Entitled Parents video, I've got not one, not two, not three, but four crazy stories for you, which you're gonna love. The first story, to be honest, is pretty rare. Just a male Karen, a Chad, as we like to call them, on their own, not with any women around, just, you know, being entitled and getting arrested. Let's get into it. I got a male Karen, a Chad, arrested. I, a 20-year-old woman, run a retail store with only one other person, another 20-year-old woman, and some guy came in and cussed at her. Literally, the first thing he said to her was, F you. I immediately took over and told the man, somewhere in his 50s I think, that we wouldn't help him if he was going to be swearing at us. He made fun of me for telling him he couldn't swear, and I just ignored him and gave him the solution to the problem he was coming in about. I watched him run outside to his truck, check his backseat multiple times, now this is important to remember, and after about 15 to 20 minutes, he came back in. He sat down and just glared at me. My co-worker was helping someone else. I asked him what he needed. He said he'd tell me after our only other customer left. I told him he could tell me now, but he stood up and said, I will leave when she leaves. I responded saying, listen, I've been nothing but pleasant with you your entire time of being here, and you've been incredibly hostile. I'm giving you two options. You can either talk to me right now so I can try to help you, or you can leave. Because at this point, what you're doing, sitting down and saying nothing, is loitering. He was fuming. He got right up in my face to intimidate me and gave me the most evil look I'd ever received. I stared right back at him. What's it gonna be? He broke eye contact and said, I'll leave. He walked out the door, but he didn't leave. He sat in the front of his truck and kept looking through our window at us, waiting for our only other customer to leave. I pointed this out to both my co-worker and the customer, an older woman. The older woman told me to call the cops immediately and that the man was not mentally sound. I was hesitant, but she was right. I called the cops, but in the meantime, the man kept checking his back seat over and over again. When the cops arrived, they said hi to me first and then went outside to speak to the man. After about 5 minutes, I saw Mr. Karen trying to fight the cops. One of the cops came in later and told me the situation. So, he's going to jail tonight. There was something in the backseat of his truck that he's going to jail for. He was actually a wanted man. Are you all good here? One of us can stay here if you don't feel safe. I told him we were fine. He had me write up a witness report. It really makes me wonder just what was in the back of this guy's truck. Alright then, you lot, comment down below, what do you think exactly was in this guy's backseat? Most interesting slash, you know what, funniest answer, funniest idea, I'll pin as the top comment in this video because, you know, I want to see the most ludicrous suggestion. What do you reckon someone would have in their backseat that they're so protective of for 15 to 20 minutes and then end up getting arrested over? I want to hear your funniest ideas, let me know down below. Now for our second story, mum steals my tickets for her kid. This happened pre-COVID. I was at a Dave & Buster's with the husband for date nights. I'm playing one of those games where you shoot a coin down a slot and hope it results in pushing multiple other coins off the edge to get tickets. However, Dave & Buster's no longer gives tickets. You have to insert your game card when you're done playing to receive your ticket credits. I am the only one playing one of the machines. There are five other empty machines that others could sit and play at. All of a sudden, a woman is standing behind me and she says, excuse me, but you've been playing this game a while and my son, who is probably about 6 years old, deserves a turn. Of course, I point out that there are five other identical games available, but that's not good enough for her. She says, I see you have well over 400 points on this game. It's clearly the lucky one. I try to stick it out, but she's breathing like a dragon behind me, so I decide to leave. It's not worth it. I'm not even halfway out of my chair before the little kid is trying to get into it. No kidding, we touch butts as I'm sliding over. The mum pushes me out the way, and I say, excuse me, but I need to put in my car to get my tickets. The freaking dog, though, takes her son's card and shoves it in, looks at me and says, sorry, he's playing now and they are his tickets. You are clearly too old to be here anyway. A child deserves them more. I was 24 years old at the time, and this is D&B. It caters to adults. It's not some friggin' Chuck E. Cheese. Yo, shout out Chuck E. Cheese, by the way. I remember when I went to America when I was young, and we went there a couple of times. Unbelievable spot. Now, I'm not one to cause a scene, but I'd spent a lot of my credits on that game. Of course, I went to security and threw a fit. They went over to the woman and told her she needs to let others take their tickets before playing. But of course, she played dumb. In the end, they gave me twice as many ticket credits as I was supposed to get, but they also let her keep the one she stole, most likely to avoid a huge blow-up. I just can't believe how arrogant some people are. Yeah, to be honest, guys, I'm pretty sure that was his mum's intention the entire time. It's pretty obvious, really, in my opinion. She was just going for the tickets. That was it. I think it's pretty clear that she just made up some absolute bull about, oh, you've been on it for so long. This clearly the lucky arcade machine. There are other machines, and one's not going to be more lucky than other ones, is it? I mean, let's be realistic. It was just a great play to try and get some tickets, steal some tickets, and get her kids something nice that he didn't earn. Pretty good stuff. It's a shame, you know, because she actually got her way in the end. Yes, OP got twice as many tickets, which is great, but Karen still stole. Not great. Now moving on to our third story. Double book seats with an entitled couple on a 12-hour flight. Oh my god, that sounds horrific. This happened back when I was a kid, but there are stories here that reminded me of it. The situation. We were on a flight from Miami to Bolivia as a family of five with three kids under 12. We're getting on the flight, sat down, when an entitled woman and her entitled husband come up to my row. I'm sitting there in the same row as my brother and sister. The woman says to us, "Excuse us, you're in our seats." Now me, my brother, and my sister have all been well-versed in child travel by this time, so we pull out our individual boarding passes and show her. We're also assigned these seats. The husband says, "No, you're wrong, let me see those." We don't give them over. My dad comes over to see why strangers are talking to us children. "Excuse me, why are you talking to my kids?" "Or they're in our seats, look." That's their assigned seats. They know how to read a boarding pass. By this time, we've attracted the attention of the flight attendant, who confirms that indeed, those seats have been double booked. The entitled woman and her husband are irate, demanding their assigned seats. The flight attendant leaves to go, "See what I can do for you." This whole time, the entitled woman is making a big show of trying to store her bag in front of ours in the overhead bins, and complaining loudly. The flight attendant returns and says, "Thank you so much for your patience. It was double booked, but it looks like we have enough seats in first class available for your party. If you could please follow me." The entitled woman and her entitled husband sigh, relieved that finally someone will see reason. The woman gathers her bag, and as her husband steps forward, the flight attendant holds up her hand. "No, sir, not you. If you three," looking at me, my brother and sister, "will please join us up in first class, we'll make sure you're taken care of." Oh, the lemon-sucking look on the entitled woman's face as we politely grabbed our bags and moved to the coziest laps of luxury our young selves had the fortune of lucking out on. I remember the meal making me have a headache, but the reclining seats, warm blankets, and sleep masks sure helped with all that suffering. Now, before reading the story, guys, I thought there was nothing better than a free upgrade to business class or first class on a plane when you've only paid for economy class tickets. But I was clearly wrong. What's even better is when you get the free upgrade and someone else who thinks they're going to get the free upgrade doesn't, and they're entitled, arrogant, and just overall not very nice, and you pretty much get to spit in their face as you make your way up to the front of the plane. Incredible scenes. Wow, just an amazing story, and yeah, well done to those kids for being polite, because honestly, that's probably the reason why they got the seats and not the entitled couple. The flight attendant was probably like, "You know what, we have three seats here. Either we could give two to this arrogant, horrible couple that are just picking on kids and being overall rude unnecessarily when I'm just trying to do my job, or we'll give it to the three nice, polite kids who are just sitting there being calm, you know, not causing a disturbance. I wonder which one I'm going to go for." Good stuff.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our final story of today's episode. Karen and husband, with no tickets, demand to enter the gallery 5 minutes before closing. So I worked at an art gallery that was mostly for VIPs, but anyone could enter as long as they had tickets. It's a pretty strict gallery and we only allow online booking. We're always sold out, so it's almost impossible to buy physical tickets. For our last day, the timings were only up to 7 p.m. At 6:45, our manager told us that we cannot let people in anymore as we were already taking down some of the artwork that had been bought. We did still allow some of the people who had tickets in though. Now, mind you, before you get to the desk to scan your tickets, there would be ushers who would approach you and ask if you have tickets. In this case, the ushers were instructed to tell people that they cannot enter the gallery anymore. At around 6:50, 6:50, Karen and her annoying husband tried to get inside. They talked to the ushers for at least 5 minutes and were very angry to hear that they were closing. By the way, they didn't even have tickets. The ushers just couldn't handle the Karen and her husband, so they sent them to the manager. "What is this stupid system? Why aren't you letting us in?" The manager responded, "We're very sorry, but the gallery is only open to 7. We don't allow any more people in." "Then why did your website say it's up to 7?" said the husband. At this point, guys, it was already around 6:54 p.m. "Yes, sir, we are only until 7. There are only 5 minutes until that, and even if I let you in, the guard just wouldn't let you in, to be honest." "Then just tell them to let us in. You hired them, so you can tell them what to do." "I'm also just staff here, sir. We were instructed that we cannot let people in anymore." "Okay, listen here. Then why did you put on your website that it was until 7? You guys are giving us false information. This is bad service. We always go to restaurants before closing and they let us in every time." "Listen here. Next time, if you're late to the movies and they don't let you in, then you'll know what we're feeling." And they both walk out. I just couldn't fathom how stupid and entitled some people can be. Like, who the heck doesn't understand what until 7 means? Anyway, the manager was really chill the whole time. Good thing Karen and her husband walked out, or else they get slammed on the floor by our guards, which would have been interesting to see. Well, to be honest, after hearing that last line, I kind of wish they had, you know, put up more of a fight and said, "You know what? No, we are coming in. We're before 7. I'm coming in to see some lovely art," just so we could have enjoyed them, you know, getting slammed to the ground. Because that would have been fun, you know. Entitled people getting decked is what I personally live for. And I know a lot of you guys do too. So, yeah. Oh, well, maybe next time they'll be a little bit more entitled and we'll see them get absolutely shoved on their faces. Brilliant stuff. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this video. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more right away, then check out the rest of the screen. Over here, there's loads of space to fill with end screen stuff, like a playlist or another video, and even a subscribe button over my face. Hit that to uncover my face. You don't want to hit it, trust me. All right, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.